Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, good Friday, everyone. Big issues, big guests. Our net is thrown out wide. We have somebody with some real inside sense of Turkey and the Turkish leader, Erdogan. Erbil Ganasty is someone who has served for Erdogan for 5 years as a press officer. He's slated to work for the Trump administration as a presidential appointee. He joins us here in Philadelphia on Talk Radio 1210. Erbil, welcome to Philadelphia. Thank you very much for joining us.
Great to be with you. Thank you very much.
Well, tell me, working 5 years for Erdogan, what's your biggest insight as press officer? What is he like?
He's like any other Turkish leader since it was founded this a century ago, this republic. And he's no different. It's not good to call him anything but a president who's elected 15 times, but he's not elected like in Syria or Korea or some other country with 90% of the vote. He's elected by 47%, 50%, 51%, bare minimum, but he made it 15 times. And he made so much good for the country.
Okay, why when he came here, though, my impression of him, he and his bodyguards were thugs beating up people in Washington?
Well, don't you have fake news in this country?
No, wait a minute, Erbil. I saw this myself. We saw the video of it. We saw what was happening.
Look, you want to go to that direction or you want to go to something positive that the president did today?
You know what, Erbil? I want to talk about the truth, and I will talk about the whole range of it. How's that?
Sure. We can talk about
anything. Well, would you address what I said then about the visit of Erdogan before?
Look, let me tell you. I was at the United Nations 15 years, represented 8 prime ministers, 7 others before Erdogan.
Mm-hmm.
And when they come in delegations, everybody comes with a bunch of people. I'm supposed to be loyal to one prime minister, as you can imagine. If you are loyal to Clinton or Obama or Bush, 43, or President Trump, you are not supposed to be in this next administration as loyalist. I was a loyalist for all of them. Why? Because I was doing my job. And I handled the delegations that were incoming. Anytime a delegation comes, 300 people comes. You know, a president, a prime minister from a country like that, it's a great opportunity to come to U.S. They bring 300 people. And to manage these 300 people, it's people like me who handle it at the United Nations when I was there 15 years. And nothing of that sort happened. And after I left, and we saw that there was skirmishes, things like that. These people show up, and they are coming from another country. They don't know the norms and rules of this country or international arenas. Things can go wrong one way or another. Doesn't matter. It's not worth blaming it. The point is, at the end of the day, you have to look at the whole picture. What is it? Like we just talked about it, President Erdogan, I just told you, you started the conversation with dictatorship. Good start for you, because that's the impression of him. And I am telling, that's why I wrote The Game Changer.
Okay, so wait, your new book, Game Changer, out January 28, 2020, Trump Card, Turkey and Erdogan. The book seems to indicate you believe that Western civilization will change with this Muslim migration unless President Trump and President Erdogan work together. Now, Turkey is a Muslim-based. Is Erdogan Muslim?
Of course. He's a pious Muslim, like Trump is. He's a pious Christian. He's a pious Muslim. There's no difference between him and Trump in terms of their beliefs.
Okay, well, let me ask you, Erbil, why would then Erdogan be working against the Muslim migration, as your book suggests?
Why he works against Muslim migration?
Yes.
Look, in 2015, there was 1 million Syrians that were walking on a reality TV show, like we watched it, going to Europe. And what happened after that? Austria, Netherlands, France, Germany, and UK had a radical right rising in the polls and in the parliament. 1 million people left. What is Erdogan is doing today? He's keeping 4 million Syrians in Turkey as refugees so that they don't go to Europe, cause these problems. So actually, today, Erdogan is the bulwark to prevent Muslims invading Europe. So this is a simple fact. And there's a 400 of these 4 million, by the way, are Kurds. They ran away from those people who associated themselves, who work with the U.S. troops there. Can you imagine this? U.S. troops are working with people, some of the people, not all of them, not all the Kurds, some of these elements that the Turks call terrorists, those 400,000 live as refugees in Turkey because they ran away from these people, so-called freedom fighters. This is the oddity that I wrote against Game Changer. I'm explaining things, not this thing, but 10 different
okay,
things.
Well, that's a fair point. That's something we haven't heard. You're right in the media. So what will you be doing with President Trump?
I'll be senior advisor, and it will be announced when it does. I can share it with you by all means.
And advising on what? On Turkey and relationship with Erdogan?
On a bunch of other things. Because I'm, as I said, as you mentioned clearly, I'm an insider to both presidents. And I'm not going to go into details how insider I am. That means I can talk to them, I can communicate with them, but the nature of my communications needs to be remain private until I can say
okay, so. I understand that. So tell me, what does President Erdogan want back, I'm not going to say quid pro quo, for this being a bulwark against too much migration of all these Muslim groups? What does he want in return?
Nothing. President Erdogan does not need anything anymore from the United States, or for that matter, from Trump administration. Because Turkey, unfortunately, because of the globalist presidents that we elected, you know, novices I call them, from Clinton, Bush 43, to, I'm a Republican, but I put the Bush 43 into the same basket with Obama, Clinton. Why? Because these novices made big mistakes, and they allow Turkey to become an independent state. Get away from the Western alliance because it acquired so much more economy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, economy grew faster, and military became acquired so much technology.
Okay, parting question for you before we see the book. Erbil Ganasty with us here on Talk Radio 1210. We have this man in the Poconos. I don't know how he got to the Poconos. That is the opposition to Erdogan. I believe Turkey wants him brought back to Turkey. Are you aware of the man I'm talking about who apparently...
Of course.
Yeah, spurred
this...
Everybody. Yeah, the Poconos has this compound
yes, yes.
there. Yes. What's your thought on that?
Well, he tried to subvert. He tried to replace Erdogan, and then he failed. And he worked with the globalists, you know, the same people who are doing the takedown attempt against President Trump... have cooperated with him to take down President Erdogan in 2016, and they failed. And they are the ones also, they betrayed the Kurds in 2017 when they declared a referendum in Iraq. That's also, we also betrayed the Kurds at that time. That was the real betrayal, actually. Right now, it's not a betrayal. These are the terrorists. Over there, you had the real Kurds. They went for a referendum, and Turkey crashed it. With the help of Iraqis and Iranians, mind you, but who did that thing? Who did this? The inhumanity to the Kurds and forced them, you know, encouraged them to do the referendum and then leave them like that. Obama and everybody that worked with them, and they are trying to do the takedown attempt right now against President Trump. And everything started with Syria. They weaponized it. Then they weaponized Iran. Let me tell you, this Iran and Syria, where the plan A
okay.
to stop the Republicans.
All right, well, we can't wait till your book is out, Game Changer, Trump Card, Turkey and Erdogan, hardcover, January 28, 2020. But we'll be in touch down the road. Thank you for joining us in Philadelphia today.
Thank you. Thank you.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.